Here's an example of a simultaneously shared after-death communication. It appears on page 267 of the book Lessons from the Light. Benjamin, age 21, works in the publishing business in Iowa. He and his wife Molly, age 20, reported having virtually identical ADC experiences with his mother just a few days after she died of cancer. Here is Molly's account.
The night of his mother's funeral, my husband Ben and I went to her house and visited with his family. We were there quite late. As we got back in the car, I looked at the front door. I saw his mother standing there in the open doorway, waving goodbye to us. She looked like she normally did. It was definitely her. She looked very peaceful, very healthy, and younger. In times past, when we would visit her, she always stood by the door and waved goodbye. So this was just like she had done so many times before. I looked over to Ben and said, "Did you?" And he started to cry very hard. I realized that we both seen his mother at the same time, but Ben wasn't able to speak. As soon as I looked over to him, she was gone. I think the reason I was allowed to see his mother was for confirmation for Ben, so he would know she was not a figment of his imagination.
And this is Benjamin's account. The day of my mother's funeral, my wife, Molly, and I visited my cousin and her husband at mother's house. We stayed well into the night, and then Molly and I got into the car. I put the key in the ignition, and as I did, I looked up. About 10 yards away, I saw my mother standing in the doorway behind the clear glass storm door. She would always stand in the doorway out of kindness and courtesy to make sure we had gotten safely to the car. This was a common practice of hers. I had seen it 1,000 times. The inside door was wide open, so the light from the house was illuminating mother from the back, and the porch light was illuminating her from the front. She appeared to be in good health and was very solid. She was there waving goodbye. She seemed relieved, less tired, less stressful. I got the definite impression that this was a don't worry type of message. Instantly, I had a tremendous physical feeling, almost like being pinned to the ground. It was like a wave came over me and went completely through me from head to toe. It seemed like an eternity, yet it seemed like a split second. I tried to speak, but I couldn't. At the same time, Molly said, "Ben, I just saw your mother in the doorway." I bowed my head and said, "So did I," and I began to cry. That was the first time I had shed any tears over my mother's death. I have never wept so hard in my entire life, and I felt a serene sense of relief, like goodbye for now.